All right. So solutions for failed attempts at recruiting or failed attempts at any system that requires work requires an understanding of why people resist change and resist the very systems you've built to enable them towards agreed upon goal. So through the lens of last week's analogy, let's begin to look at the first in the list of the primary reasons why many recruiting systems either fail or are difficult to maintain. Remember, that first one was it's because of this disconnect between leader priorities and actual execution. So a quick overview of the analogy I introduced last week. As a reminder, we have two sides of our minds, and as it goes, we have two sides to each organization we run. One side is called the writer. This side is the analytical, controlled, rational. They create goals, plans ahead, while the elephant is more irrational, habitual, emotionally driven, more reactive than proactive. Changes or systems in recruiting often fail because the rider simply can't keep the elephant on the road long enough to reach the destination. The elephant's hunger for instant gratification or poor tolerance for frustration is the opposite of the rider's talent, which is the ability to think long-term, to plan, to think beyond the moment. But to make progress, it requires the energy and drive and the power of the collective elephant. The rider can't simply say, we're going this way, let's get there. So the key to effective change or any system is getting the elephant and the rider moving together. In recruiting or any system in your organization, you're dealing with a collective elephant, the size and strength of all the forces of everyone's own habits, shortcuts, emotions, fires that they're pointing out both at home and at work. Staying the course with any system that requires proactive steps, not reactive steps, you're working at odds with the elephant's preferences. This is why, on an organizational level, we all experience this disconnect between the rider and the elephant. That is, the CEO, GM, owner, or manager's vision and priorities of what to do to recruit well, and the elephant, all the distractions, the fires to put out, the exhaustion that comes with having to be self-disciplined, resisting any change to the longest and most proactive routes. So the million-dollar question is, how can we get the rider and the elephant moving in the same direction and keeping them moving together? Well, part of this is the clarity of where we're going and how we're going to get there. This is the third component in the analogy, which is the path. Next week, I'm going to describe the path and begin to show you how understanding each of these components, elephant, rider, path, can help you solve the recruiting problems as we listed last week and any other problems when it comes to people, systems, processes, and execution.